What if the very thing protecting you is actually destroying you? Cynicism promises safety in a dangerous world, a shield against disappointment, betrayal, and heartbreak. Yet this armor comes with a hidden price tag: depression, isolation, earlier death, and the loss of the very connections that make life worth living. We've inherited a worldview that equates suspicion with intelligence, viewing trust as naive and hope as foolish. But what if we've been wrong all along? What if cynicism isn't wisdom, but a self-fulfilling prophecy that creates the exact world we fear? The original cynics, followers of the ancient Greek philosopher Diogenes, believed humans were naturally virtuous, but corrupted by social hierarchies. Today's cynicism has flipped this script entirely. Modern cynics see humanity's worst elements as reflecting our true nature and have surrendered to the belief that nothing better is possible. This shift matters because cynicism functions as a theory that shapes reality. Studies reveal that cynics consistently interpret neutral social interactions more negatively than others do, and this warped perception drives behavior. In economic trust games, cynics invest less money with strangers, assuming betrayal. Yet trustees repay trust about 80% of the time, meaning cynics earn less than trusting players. The costs extend far beyond games. Cynics seek less social support, negotiate more aggressively, and suffer higher rates of depression, alcoholism, and divorce. When cynicism infects entire communities, everyone suffers. Nations with high trust levels dramatically outperform low-trust societies. Citizens report greater happiness equivalent to a 40% pay raise, better health, more charitable giving, and faster economic growth. Most people view cynics as sharp thinkers and optimists as naive, what researchers call the cynical genius illusion. This perception is backwards. Cynics frequently misread people and embrace conspiracy theories. The wisest approach isn't blind trust, but skepticism, questioning assumptions and adjusting beliefs based on evidence. Unlike cynics who prosecute humanity or naive trusters who defend it unconditionally, skeptics think like scientists rather than lawyers. Many cynics are wounded idealists, pre-disappointed people who generalize from painful experiences. This creates a negative feedback loop where their assumptions limit opportunities, further darkening their worldview. Early attachment experiences profoundly shape our ability to trust, with securely attached infants developing healthier relationships, while insecurely attached children often grow into distrusting adults. Yet suffering doesn't inevitably breed cynicism. Some transform pain into compassion. Despite his mother's schizophrenia preventing her from raising him, their loving moments together and his father's attentive care gave him security. His mother's struggles taught him that wonderful people could end up in terrible circumstances through no fault of their own, fostering natural curiosity and patience rather than bitterness. Research in Brazilian fishing villages reveals how environments shape trust. Lakeside fishermen working in isolation became cynical, while seaside fishermen requiring teamwork grew trusting. In economic games, sea fishermen sent 40% of their money to others and returned nearly half received, versus lake fishermen's 30% and one-third. Crucially, both groups started equally trusting. Their environments transformed them. Modern society creates these lake-like conditions through several forces. Economic inequality dissolves social trust. Since 1980, America's top 1% accumulated more wealth than the entire middle class, while younger generations face diminishing chances of out-earning parents. Inequality creates zero-sum thinking, where everyone becomes a rival, breeding polarization and mistrust. Institutional betrayals breed lasting cynicism. East Germany's surveillance system destroyed social bonds by turning neighbors into informants. Those towns still show lower rates of trust and helping strangers. Meanwhile, market creep transforms relationships into metrics to optimize. Social media turned school into performance. Teenagers scrolled through posts by classmates standing feet away. Despite quirky personas, constant comparison left many feeling inadequate, constantly seeing something better that I could be, someone prettier, someone more artistic. Our cheater detection mechanism causes us to overestimate human selfishness while missing widespread goodness. Gossip reinforces this. People gossip about free riders 3 times more than fair players, creating the false impression that cheating is rampant. Modern media amplifies this as a global gossip network. Each negative word in a headline increases views by 2%. Headlines have grown increasingly negative, and popular music shows a 50% decrease in mentions of love, while hate has tripled. Asset framing offers an antidote by describing students who want to graduate rather than at-risk youth, refusing to reduce people to helpless victims while acknowledging injustice. This connects with our natural tendency to see goodness as people's true self. Studies show that across cultures, people believe positive changes reveal someone's core nature, while negative changes obscure it. We mistrust humanity in general, yet have faith in people we know personally. Most Americans believe national crime is increasing, while local crime is stable or decreasing. Cynicism creates self-fulfilling prophecies where negative expectations shape behavior. When Boston's fire department implemented strict injury policies based on suspicion, sick days dramatically increased. In trust games across 35 countries with over 23,000 participants, each additional dollar of trust yielded a 300% return. Demonstrating distrust insults people, prompting defensive responses. Suspicious workers who spy on colleagues find others more likely to gossip about them. Jealous partners who make accusations push loved ones away. An FBI agent discovered transparency outperformed manipulation for recruiting intelligence assets. He signaled his background subtly, then focused on understanding his source's needs. A prisoner's dilemma tournament proved cooperative strategies outperform selfish ones. The winning program cooperated initially, then mirrored its partner's previous move while occasionally forgiving defection. Change is the brain's fundamental organizing principle. Synapses constantly form new connections. This neurological reality challenges cynicism's tendency to typecast others as permanently flawed. We don't just observe people changing, we actively change them through our expectations and actions. We consistently underestimate social connections benefits. Commuters enjoy talking to strangers more than expected. Deeper conversations fulfill us more than small talk, and even introverts feel better after socializing. Yet, we avoid connection due to social shark attacks, imagined worst-case scenarios that dominate our thinking despite their rarity. Our culture prescribes more solitude through self-care, now a $10 billion industry. But burnout has multiple dimensions: exhaustion, distress, loss of purpose, and cynicism. Self-care addresses exhaustion, but not purpose. Ironically, helping others replenishes us more effectively. Volunteers experience decreased depression. British doctors now use social prescribing, connecting patients with community activities, resulting in improved well-being and up to 50% fewer medical visits. Microsoft's transformation illustrates trust's power. In 2014, the company struggled with mistrust and backstabbing. A new CEO eliminated harsh evaluations and rewarded collaboration. By 2020, over 90% of employees trusted their managers, leading to a nearly tenfold market cap increase. Effective collective action requires righteous anger at injustice, combined with efficacy, the belief you can make a difference. Anger without efficacy breeds cynicism. Efficacy without anger breeds complacency. Together, they create the emotional alloy that drives social change. A 27-year-old program officer, frustrated by gerrymandering, posted on social media asking if anyone wanted to tackle the issue in Michigan. Despite ridicule from political operatives, thousands of volunteers joined, collecting over 300,000 signatures for a ballot initiative. The proposal replaced politicians with a bipartisan citizens commission for redistricting. It passed with over 60% of the vote in 2018, creating some of the least biased congressional districts in the country. This journey from cynicism to hope isn't naive optimism. It's seeing reality more clearly. Most people are better than we think. Most strangers will help. Most political opponents share more values with us than we realize. In a world that equates cynicism with wisdom, choosing hope is rebellion. Your connections, community, and capacity to create change depend on believing people are worth believing in. The armor of cynicism may feel protective, but it's a cage.